100.7 WHUD with Queen, Crazy Little Thing Called Love. It's 8:51, so Lionel Richie's on the line. And I said, I don't know if you're ready for us. Casey says she is loaded with questions.
8:51. Did you say 8:51? My God.
What are you doing out of bed?
I am still recovering from 8:51. What are you guys saying? Hi, Casey. How are you?
We're doing great. How are you?
Well, recovering from the violent wake-up call I got. It was a violent wake-up call.
I thought we took care of that ahead of time. You were expecting us.
Well, I was expecting you. It's just that my thing was, it was just, I was in such great dreamland, and the novelty was, I'm at my house.
Oh.
And so when you're home, it's not like hotel, so you kind of think you're going to sleep all day, and then all of a sudden someone grabs you and says, Interview, and you go, okay, I got it. So,
all right. Well, you know, talking about dreamland, you have had a dreamy career that just keeps going. So here's what I want to know. How do you get a Lionel Richie kind of career that you're looking great and sounding great and still packing the arenas? How did you do this?
You know what? I would love to tell you that I orchestrated it perfectly, but you know what? I must tell you, Casey, it just happened kind of blessed in that. I say that. I mean, first of all, to have a band like the Commodores as your first band ever in your life. The second thing was when I joined the band, I was not the lead singer or was I the writer. I was the saxophone holder and I was the dancer. You know, when I say that, you know, you're just kind of having fun in college. And then slowly but surely, you start writing songs, and you meet writers like Marvin Gaye and Smokey Robinson, and you start realizing, holy crap, I think I can do that. And then the songs that I'm writing, you don't know whether they're going to last forever, but then people start getting married on your songs and engaged on your songs, and here's the pep rally and the bonfire, and here's Brick House, and here's All Night Long. And all of a sudden, you realize, I think this is going to be around. And then, 40 years later, almost 40 years later, they're still doing it. Now, I must tell you, I the only thing I do every morning is wake up and just go, thank you, God, for what this is all about, because it's really probably the greatest ride in the world. You know, I must tell you, and every day I'm almost in awe of how long it's been going on.
It's been an amazing ride, as Casey said. And now we had Phil Collins on the other day, and he was saying how people associated him as the drummer who also sang. Now he's a singer who used to be a drummer. Do people think of you as the Lionel Richie solo artist or a Commodore? How do they think of you?
Well, it just depends on where the nostalgia hits them. You know what I'm saying? There are some diehard Commodore. I will always be that Commodore, but I think I'm. It took me a minute where I was only the Commodores with no name. So if you happen to be one of the members of the Commodores, your name was, hey, Commodore. And then somewhere along the line, I went solo, and I went to Lionel. Hey, how are the Commodores?
Lionel Richie, we got him live from his home this morning. We woke him up at 8:51.
Oh, my God.
And you're doing great so far. You're coherent.
Thank you very much. As long as you don't hear me fading off from time to time. But you know what? Drive time, you all have this amazing ability. The adrenaline comes through the phone.
That's it. That's true.
Well, we're excited to talk to you. You're a superstar. What, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I got to tell you? It's also the fact that when you travel around the world and you think for a moment, okay, now, I haven't been to Madison Square. I haven't been to New Jersey. I have to, in such a long time. Maybe they forgot the stuff.
Oh,
and then
please.
You walk out on stage and you realize, wait a minute, you paid to hear me sing and all I can hear are the people singing.
That's right.
It's a massive karaoke night.
Now, aren't you and Mariah coming to the Garden this summer?
We're coming this summer.
August 19th, right?
August 19th, you hit it dead on the head. August 19th, I am sitting there in the middle of Madison Square Garden, and all I can tell you is our biggest problem is, okay, Mariah, when do we stop you from singing all of your hits so I can start singing all of my hits?
That's right, I was going to say, who opens up that show?
Well, let me tell you. She said she's going on. I said, you can go on. And then I'll clean up on the back end. That's how you do it. But you know, you know, this reminds me of the reason I was so happy to get her. I always like it when the names automatically set up the buzz. When Tina Turner and I went out on tour, and everyone said Tina Turner and Lionel Richie. Oh my God! So what you're getting? You're getting two first class acts in one show.
Well, it's funny that you described that, yeah, because I remember years ago I went to see, listen to this double bill, Gladys Knight and the Pips opening for Ray Charles and the Rayettes.
I rest my case.
Yeah, and I was able to tell Gladys years later, we did an interview, and I said, it was such a great show, I went back to the box office and gave him more money.
I understand. And I mean, as time went on, you know, it becomes a part of the thing where you're sitting there going, holy crap, that was Tina Turner, now Lionel Richie's coming on. And then what we did was we flipped the script. When she came back out on tour, I said, look, I'll go on and you finish up. Because at that point, it's a bang for the bang for the bang for the buck. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And so with Mariah, I just told her, starting the show, just go out and just, I'll tell you when it's time to come off, the lights will come back on. No,
that's great.
But it's just nothing but hits for both of us, and come out and enjoy the fun, because that's what it's going to be.
We'll absolutely be there. Now, hey, how's Nicole?
Oh, can I tell you, she is doing so well with our new hit television show, and she is now Mommy Dearest now. She is full-on mom. Great, you know, every time I go by there, she always informs me, every time I'm talking to the grandkids, Dad, we don't use those words around the kids now. I said, well, who cleans you up all of a sudden?
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Oh, that's funny.
So I always tell people, I'm very, very excited about her success. It means that she'll reimburse me for all the medication that I took when she was growing up.
You're expecting some money, huh? Okay.
I'm expecting a payoff. Do you hear me?
Well, I had the pleasure of meeting you in New York City years ago, and you were so nice and generous. You were about to perform for a bunch of radio broadcasters. I've never, and we've had you on the show with the Mike and Casey show a couple of times, and you've never sounded depressed or down or anything. You talk about energy coming through the phone. Yeah, we're just feeding off of you.
Let me tell you something. The novelty of this business, and you know this very well. You know, you think you have a hit record, and everyone walks out and says, this is going to last forever. And then all of a sudden you realize it didn't last forever for so many artists. And so with me, I'm one of those guys that wakes up every morning and I go, first thing I do, I check and go, how are we doing? And the guys go, Lionel, the light is still green, and I'm the happiest guy you'll ever meet in your life. Because, you know, this is a business where they drop you off anytime they want to.
Yeah, right. There's no guarantees.
There's no guarantee here. So when someone stops me on the street and goes, oh, my God, Lionel, you're my favorite thing, or I was married on your song, I go, thank you very much. Very happy to hear that.
Well, thank you very much for all the music. You are mighty, mighty, Lionel Richie.
Mighty, mighty, Casey. Thank you.
All right, real quick, we're going to play Say You, Say Me. What's the story behind that in 30 seconds?
Say You, Say Me was very interesting because the movie that they wanted the song they wanted me to write was the song for the movie White Nights. And I told them, guys, I really want to tell you, there's really no hit record I can write with me singing called White Nights. I said, they fell out laughing. I said, but if you want me to kind of play around with something, I can come up with another song. And they said, okay. And I came up with Say You, Say Me. And, of course, that was the smash record, thank God.
Uh-huh. The best. Here it is. Lionel Richie, all the best. We'll see you at the Garden on the 19th of August.
Mike, Casey, I'll see you there.
Thank you.
Love you so much, guys.